Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Thanks for joining us. Our guest again is Twyla Brace, President and Co-Founder of the Citizens Council on Health Freedom. We're going to further our discussion on the clinical trials that are taking place. And we're going to answer a couple questions. One question we're going to answer is, if you've had COVID, do you need a vaccine? Do you need the COVID shot? And we're going to take a very close look at HIPAA. What is it really? Is it all that it's being advertised as? Are your medical records safe when you sign on the dotted line? Twyla, what clinical trials are taking place right now? What do you foresee for the future?
Like the pregnant women, they're doing clinical trials with pregnant women now. Children, they're doing some of it, but they want all these children vaccinated.
Yeah.
Right? And then they want all the people who've already had COVID-19 to be vaccinated.
And that's, ridiculous.
That is. And one of the emails from Fauci says that he calls it a RNA virus, and he says that he would expect substantial immunity post-infection. So there's no reason why anybody who has had COVID-19 should have a vaccination, and we don't even know that this is going to work. I guess one of the things I should say to your listeners is, under the CDC's own definition, these drugs that are being injected into people's arms are not vaccines, because under the CDC's definition, a vaccine provides immunity, and then they have a definition for immunity. And immunity, that definition says you do not get the disease. So you are prevented not only from symptoms, but from the actual illness. And so that is not something they promise with this investigational drug that they're injecting into people. They promise only that there will be reduced symptoms.
Yeah, right. So my understanding is that they're calling it a vaccine so that the pharmaceutical companies will be immune from lawsuits.
Yes, and I don't know that we actually have those words written somewhere, but that is within the code, is that if you're offering a vaccine, federal law does protect you against all lawsuits, so you know, you're not liable for any injury or any damage. And OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, in April, they offered protection to employees. So they said to employers that if you mandate a vaccination for your workers and something happens to any one of those workers, that is a reportable workplace injury, and therefore you're liable under worker compensation. However, 1 month later, on May 21st, they completely removed every word of that language. If you didn't know that it was there, you wouldn't know that they'd done it, because there's not a word, there's not a reference to it. And all it says now is that we have chosen not to intervene in an employer's vaccination program or to in any way disincentivize people from getting the vaccines, and therefore we will not require any reporting of any adverse events from vaccination.
So it was up for 1 month.
They had it for protection for 1 month.
Then
they took it away.
So have the pharmaceutical companies become so powerful, or is that coming from the federal government as far as putting pressure on OSHA to remove that 1 month later? Of course, you don't know, but...
Well, I don't know, although, you know, with how strongly the Biden administration wants absolutely everybody vaccinated, and certainly OSHA is now
federal.
The Biden administration, right? And so, you know, hard to say.
Wow. Okay, HIPAA. What is HIPAA? Let's switch gears right quick, and what is HIPAA?
So HIPAA, there's a law and there's a rule. So the law is the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. 1P, 2As, and the P stands for portability, not privacy. Okay, this is a law from 1996, and it required the Congress to write a privacy law, or if Congress didn't do it, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services had to write a privacy rule. And so when Congress didn't do it, that rule was written, and it came out in 2003. And they call it the HIPAA privacy rule, but it actually does exactly the opposite.
Wow.
It took away privacy. It is considered by everybody in the industry and everybody who cares about data, because they want that data,
right.
It's considered a permissive data sharing rule. And so the federal government in 2010, in a regulation, listed all of those covered under that regulation. And there were 2.2 million entities. And so about 700,000 of them are, you know, places like the hospital, the clinic, the laboratory, the x-ray facility, the health, the nursing homes, you know, all those kind of places. Those are the places that hold your data. And under, and the other ones, the 1.5 million are the business associates that have contracts with the hospitals, the clinics, et cetera, right? So altogether, that's 2.2 million entities. And those that hold the data, which is your hospitals, your doctors, your labs, right, they can share that data virtually with anyone that they want to share it with without your consent, because that's what HIPAA permits.
So you're saying that any hospital, doctor, nursing home, any medical facility can share your data, and then is that 2.2 million?
Yep, they can share it. They're not required.
Okay, can share. And 1.5 million business associates, contractors.
Right.
Wow.
So just to be clear, the 1.5 million is a number within the 2.2.
Oh, within that, okay.
So you take the 700,000 of, you know, all the, like, nursing homes, hospitals, et cetera,
okay,
right? And then you take these 1.5 million business associates, and together that's 2.2 million entities.
That's still an awful lot. So signing on the dotted line, people think that they are protecting their privacy, that they are, because no one reads the fine print. They just sign.
Right.
And they think they are protecting their privacy. They think they're telling the doctor, don't you dare share my data with anyone else. And that's, so why are people being asked to sign the HIPAA? On the HIPAA line.
Because that rule that came out in 2003 specifically told them that they must make a good faith effort to get the patients to sign that form. And what that form says is that the patient has read or understood or received a copy of the so-called Notice of Privacy Practices. Now, the patients with inquiring minds who actually look at this Notice of Privacy Practices will figure out in very short order that it's actually a Notice of Disclosure Practices, all the ways that your data can be shared without your consent. But oftentimes the form is handed to the patient, or that little piece is embedded within a bigger consent form, and it's called, you know, HIPAA privacy, or you're signing the privacy form,
right,
or, you know, the word privacy is there. And patients, they're nervous, they're afraid, they're busy, they got lots of papers to sign, they've got children in hand, whatever, right?
Right.
They just accept that when that's not true. And the whole purpose, in my opinion, is a major ruse upon the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Because by signing this, I can assure you that probably 95, maybe 97% of the American population believe wrongly that HIPAA protects their privacy, and so they feel confident and comfortable and protected when under the surface their data is going everywhere.
Wow.
In most cases. You know, if they've got a private doctor, like we started the Wedge of Health Freedom, which is this online directory of doctors who do only cash, check, or charge, no Medicare, no Medicaid, no insurance, right? Then all their data stays in that office.
Okay.
You know, that's one of our requirements. And if your listeners want to go find that kind of a doctor, which is often more are less expensive with a lot more time with that doctor, they can go to jointhewedge.com. Jointhewedge.com.
Jointhewedge.com.
But yeah, other than that, you know, your data is up for grabs. It's just all dependent on whether your doctor decides to keep it or the hospital decides not to share it, or I guess the other thing is whether there's a state law. So the only good thing about HIPAA is that it says if a law passed by the state legislature is actually more protective of privacy, that law must be followed. And that's the case in Minnesota. And for your listeners who might want to pose this to their legislators, we do have a model legislation library on our website where we have our law that anyone in any state could, you know, transfer into their own law.
Right.
You know, the legislators could take it and put it in.
Okay. And what is your website?
It is cchfreedom.org. cchfreedom.org.
Y'all have to check and see if Pennsylvania has such a law. I don't know if they do or not. I know retired nurse. Pardon?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I know we have the strongest one in the nation.
Okay.
And there are little pieces of other states. There are states that have little tiny things that are more protective, but they don't require this major major consent requirement, except for a very few rare exceptions.
Okay.
And that's what Minnesota has.
Okay. So So HIPAA needs to be repealed or rewritten so that it's truth in advertising, I'll say?
Yeah, or, you know, sometimes I think, you know, taking a law or a rule, so this is a rule, so the rule needs to be scrapped. So, it, you know, it's like 300 pages, and it just needs to either be scrapped, as in just pulled and gotten rid of, or we have to have a requirement in law that says patient consent is required except in these special emergency circumstances,
right,
which is what Minnesota's law is, which is what it used to be across the country until HIPAA. So before that, doctors and hospitals knew if they shared your information without your consent, they could be sued and they would lose.
Wow, wow.
And they knew it.
So is 2003, that's when the rule went into effect? Where they were?
That's when the rule went into effect.
Okay,
right.
Okay, wow. We'll have to do more checking into this. Wow. Thank you so much. Again, Twyla's website, cchfreedom.org, and I do encourage our listeners to go there. Tons of information there. And if you want a doctor who will protect your data, then that's jointhewedge.com to get information on where a doctor may be near you who would do that. And I really appreciate all the work you guys do, because you can't trust, I mean, by and large, I don't trust the medical profession. And, you know, what you guys, the information you guys have and the work you guys are doing, I really, really appreciate. So
thank you so much, Diane.
Okay,
I really
you take care.
That. Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Goodbye. Bye. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.